We ain't making up. I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. A radiator. Yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself. And that's right. We are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy. And you already know it's Tuesday. And you know it's the last day of February. So that means it's the last day of Black History Month. Shout out to all Black people. Just shout out to the niggas and the saints. The blacks, the light skins, the talls, the shorts, and everything in between. The educated, the uneducated. Yes, but we are back here again with another episode of Hear Me Out Podcast. Brum, 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 brum. I know, it's been a little struggle. You know, I was on a little vacation in the earlier part of February, so I was a little, you know, G-H-O-S-T, but, you know, consistency is key, Marco. So we're just about to just jump into it. First and foremost, I just want to thank y'all for tuning in to this episode, because without y'all, this is not possible. Yeah, thank y'all. I'm always here to give thanks, because, you know, you gotta thank people that listen. So thank y'all. What's going on? Let me pull up my notes, y'all. I know I'm just so unfucking motherfucking prepared right now. But yeah, so you already know I like to start off with the highs, the lows, and we just gonna cut some people motherfucking out right now. My high of the week is making it. And not making it in like a bad way, but just making it overall. A lot of things has come my way, and I am trying to create a schedule, create organization, continue to journal, continue to keep my mental health, you know, on the front force of things. It's been great. Busy is good for me. Because if I'm not busy, I'm not doing nothing. If I'm not doing nothing, I'm doing something foolish. And if I'm doing something foolish, it is not aligned with what? My goals. So yeah, busy is good for me. I got a lot of shit coming. Make sure y'all go to the Instagram and type in Open Relationship Podcast. Go follow the new podcast. Season 2 is coming. It's me and these other three gentlemen. We are going to be talking about conversations from A to Z that pertain to LGBTQ plus community, where we just create a safe space to have conversation, impact, healing, and learning. So make sure that you guys tune in to that. You guys follow the Instagram, you on the Twitter, you on the YouTube, all that. We got some dope shit coming. I also got another podcast, Homies with Hookah, coming soon. Because y'all know I love a good hookah. And what better else to smoke weed and talk to my homies? yeah, so be on the lookout for that. I still got Hear Me Out here. And I think I got another project coming through. We haven't finalized things yet. But you know, your boy is working, you know, your boy is working. I think Instagram, I think Mexico was a great, reset for me. Before I went to Mexico, all I asked for was a reset to get me back on track to my goals of why I'm here in Atlanta and what the hell I'm doing and, you know, figuring out a plan and having clarity in my life. And actually, that's so funny you say that, Marco, because what? This week's episode is all about clarity and intentions. Intention. Yeah, you gotta be intentional. You gotta have clarity, and you just gotta understand what the fuck is happening in your life. So yeah, those are my highs. Make sure you check out the new, make sure you follow me so you can check out the new projects that are coming out. I think I got some dope shit. You already know I'm a visionary. And actually, okay, so side note. So I just realized I am very much so a visionary, because I'm like Cancer, Virgo, Virgo. And then I think about all the motherfucking creative ass people that are Virgos. You got Michael Jackson, you got Beyonce, I think you got Kanye West. And like, I mean, those are only three, but I'm sure that there's more famous people that are Virgos that are just visionary, and like their music videos, their production, their songs are timeless and endless. So, yeah, the fact that I can actually put the vision in my head on a screen, on a show, on something, it makes me happy. So, yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned, stay tuned. My creative energies has been, they've been running a lot lately. And over like the last 6 to 7 months, I've been like praying and writing and wishing about all this. Like as of today, right now, while I'm doing this podcast, I really have nothing to complain about. I might have some things that I want to fix, but you know, it's not on the front force of my mind, because to me, it's important, but it's not a priority. And that's what I've been leaning towards. Like my priority right now is staying happy and, you know, crossing those bridges when it comes. And if, you know, they don't ever come, I'm still good with life. So, yeah, I'm just so excited right now. Yeah. So for my fault. Child, and now to the motherfucking lows. I know most of y'all probably already know this, but I have discovered that I am a overthinker. Yes, I discovered that I am an overthinker in like the last week or two, that I just overthink shit, and it's very bad for my anxiety. It's very bad for my like triggers, like, you know, I hate it. It's not cool, but I have been working on it. Obviously I try not to overthink, but then if I am overthinking, I try to go do something that's relaxing to me. Like taking a nice hot shower, making a drink, maybe watching like something funny on TV. Because it's something that I don't really have to think about all the time. So it's rewarding to me, and I'm not focusing about anything in my life. So yes, I am an overthinker. It came with a little few situations that I got going on, but you know, that's what good old journals is for. That's what a good therapist is for, and that's what good friends are for. Cause I know, first of all, I know my friends is tired of me. Child, I've been FaceTiming these people, and these people know that I did not FaceTime. It's crazy. But it pays to be a genuine person and have a great support system, and having people believe in your goals. Ooh, we're actually gonna talk about that in the topic tonight. So I'll just save it right there. But yeah, just been working on some things on my end. We are about to rant, as you know. So I happen to be on the good old Instagram, as always, just scrolling my black ass life away. And I ran across a post of these two females and this male talking about straight man shouldn't smoke hookah. One second, because I'm about to take a sip. I don't know how I feel about it, because like I guess I'm about to be a hypocrite, but I kind of like feel that way. But then I also feel like the fuck way, like, it's fucking hookah. How you gonna tell if there's a gay nigga or a straight nigga pretending Or a gay nigga pretending to be straight by smoking hookah, or it's a feminine trait. Like, to me, that don't make no goddamn sense. Like, if the nigga want to smoke hookah, let him fucking smoke hookah. You making it seem like he doing motherfucking shotguns in the middle of the dance floor with another nigga. Like, no, he's just smoking hookah. And then I also hate, like, the black community sometimes. You know, y'all can never take anything serious. So then there was also niggas on the internet talking about, yeah, if you got the tip in your mouth, you might as well put a dick in your mouth. Now, sir, did you have to take it there? I don't think you had to take it there. Like, you could have took it somewhere, but you didn't have to take it there. Like, it just don't make fucking sense to me, because, like, why? If the nigga wanna, like, this is how I feel. If one nigga is too invested in another nigga, a straight nigga, we're talking about straight niggas. Let's go back. If straight nigga A is worried about straight nigga B for too much and trying to figure out and, like, clocking his every move, nigga, you're questionable. Let the nigga smoke hookah. Let the nigga wear tight pants. Let the nigga show his ass a little bit, his little underwear and shit. Let the nigga, like, he might have feminine traits, which is cool, you know, because I do think that every man has some type of feminine trait in them. I don't think it's hidden because you're more straight, or, you know, you're trait or you're DL or whatever the case may be. Like, that's not the case, but I do think, I strongly believe that, like, men have feminine traits, and it should be okay for them to express those traits in a safe space, in a comfortable space, and not be fucking judged all the time. You know, sometimes I want to wear, like, some tight jeans, you know, and, like, a see-through shirt. I mean, that's probably just gay, so it's besides the point that I'm saying, but you know what I mean. I just, you know, sometimes I might sit with my legs crossed, you know. I do get my nails done, I get my eyebrows done, I get everything, but I just feel like whether you're straight or gay, every male that is born has a feminine trait or feminine traits, you know. Even when it comes down to, like, too many, like, emotions, a nigga might be able to cook, but the nigga might not know how to cut grass. And I know y'all bitches about to say, yeah, because growing up, my grandmother, my mama, yeah, was always in the kitchen. We got it. But if a nigga know how to cook, the nigga know how to cook. And you better shut your ass up and eat that motherfucking meal, because guess what I did? When he told me to shut my fat ass up, I shut my fat ass up and ate that motherfucking meal. I'm not really fat. I mean, y'all probably know that. But, yeah, I just never I didn't understand, like, the hype behind the straight man smoke a hookah thing. I sometimes think people on these motherfucking podcasts just say anything to see if they can go viral and shit, which it works. It works. I'm not going to say it doesn't. But. My bad, y'all. Y'all know I'm a new fucking parent around this motherfucker, and this is, oh, my baby girl, she was a little scared. She heard some things, so she started barking, so my apologies. Y'all know I be trying to, I don't know why I'm apologizing. I be pouring drinks up on the mic with y'all, and y'all be hearing it, so, but, you know, if that did scare you or whatever the case may be, that's just my baby girl protecting me. Ooh, bars on the motherfucking beat. Ew. Yeah, so we talked about projects. And hookah. And things. So, I want to get into some things. So back in December, I decided, instead of, like, making a, like, New Year's resolution and come up with all these goals and this, that, and the third, I told myself that, like, one thing that I want to do is be intentional. Be intentional to life, be intentional to my friends, be intentional to myself. We'll just say that. I just want to be intentional to myself, my goals, my dedication, people that I encounter, and just, like, lay shit on the table. Because I truly believe it's important. It has been going well. The best, no, but it's been going well. I've been learning as I go, but, you know, you can't grow if you don't learn. And if you don't learn, you're not growing. So this year's word is intentional. I've been intentionally doing shit to not fuck up my vibe. And it's cool. You know, sometimes you just gotta take those bigger step moments to just realize what's going on and the things that are happening in your life and reflect it and deciding which type of energy that you want to entertain. So I've been entertaining my creative side. And it's been good. Like, I got this journal. I've been writing some shows out. I'm not a writer, but, like, just ideas, and hopefully I can find, like, some writers in the Atlanta area, which would be very dope for me because I have so many good visions that I want to come to life and put, like, on a screen, so, and also help other individuals either around my age or the generation before me, considering I am that uncle, you know. But it's crazy though, because the shows that I have been thinking about are not like my life. I always thought, like, if I was to ever create a show, that it would be geared towards my life and something that, like, I've experienced and things. But the shows that I'm creating is, like, literally the opposite of me and what I've been through and what I'm going through and what I'm probably going to go through in the future. Who knows? But it's been a great feeling. It's been good to just sit, create, pitch, and figure out what is for me. As much as I love being in front of the camera, I think it's a great motherfucking feeling. It brings me confidence. It helps me with my image control, as I call it. And it also helps me just being, like, authentic, but showing different sides of me. Oh, this is a good point. So, speaking of that, so I've been thinking about doing, like, live shows, like, in person and shit like that sometime in the future. Before, I would have never done that. But I really think that I have, like, a story. Well, Marco, you don't think because you do. I have a story to tell, and I would like to share it with people around the world. I think more black young 30s should be able to share their experience, no matter what type of background you come from, because you never know who you're experiencing, or that's not what I wanted to say. You never know who you're influencing. That's what I wanted to say. And I think it'll be a moment. I think it'll be a moment for all of us. I think that the pandemic has put us through things where we have to just be intentional and just make sure that it makes sense to us. As long as it makes sense to you as an individual, because you created it, you did X, Y, and Z to it, that's all that matters. And I think the pandemic has put more fire in individuals than ever. And I also think that the pandemic has put fire in the motherfucking government, because I'm still not understanding why, chickens are being burnt over 200,000. I'm still not understanding why The gas is going up. I'm still not understanding why it's 80 motherfucking degrees in Atlanta, Georgia, but it's snowing on the West Coast. Things that I don't know, things that I don't understand, things that I probably will never research. Cool, got it collectively. But there's a will, there's a way. if we don't get it, they will. So I say that to say, like, be intentional with, like, your goals and the things that you are encountering, the people that you are keeping around you, the people that you are wanting to be around you. Be intentional. Be intentional on the type of energy that you are going to receive, the type of energy that you want to accept, and the type of energy that you want to be around. I think it's very valuable. We've been locked up for the last 2 years, three years. And this is the first year of, like, getting out and exploring, where on the news it's not COVID. Like, this is like our new norm. Still be safe, but this is, for me, this is my year of trying shit. It's just my year of trying shit. Like, I just went to Mexico. That was my first time being at a resort. Fucking loved it. I thought I liked cruising. No, I love resorts. Meeting new people. I am a part of two new group chats and two new groups. As y'all know, I mentioned before, the Open Relationship Podcast. Shout out to my niggas. And then this other special group. I'm going to call them the Brothers, because we have built a bond naturally. Nothing was forced. And it really means something to me. And I really feel like at this point of my life of being single and going through the journey of being Black, being a male, and being gay, but then intertwining all that into one person, is really paying off. And this is kind of everything that, like, I asked for, because I'm not really a family person. So, like, for me to call somebody like my brother, my sister, my this, my that, my it means a lot to me. And I'm stepping out into faith, and, like, hoping for the best. Even if the best is me getting my feelings hurt, but learning something, that would still be my best. I would be happy with that. I would. I know it sounds motherfucking crazy, but, like, I would. Like, I would be happy if I learned something about myself and then something bad happened. Because now I know what to look for next time. Not saying every situation is going to be the same, but now I have that experience under my belt. So when I slowly but surely X, Y, and Z, it might be coming towards me, we just going to stop right here. And it's cool. I ain't trying to be rude, but the dudes keep grabbing me. They keep on grabbing me. Yes, intentional, 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 intentional. I've also been more vocal about my intentions on what I want to do for a career. I love finance, I love numbers, I love figuring shit out. But it's not longevity for me. It's nothing bad. It's just, that's not a part of my vision. But what is a part of my vision is getting money, and you know it. I'm gonna take it out of my pocket and throw it, like, this way, that way, this way, that way. It's not a part about my long-term goal. But if it helps me travel, helps me pay the bills, help me do all this, that, and the third, I'm going to do it. I just don't want no stress to come with it. I don't want the micromanaging. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want any corporate antics with it. Let me show up to work. Let me do my job and let me leave. Let me go make some more money. Let me go bartend. Let me go be creative. Let me go do things. I'm not trying to take work home with me. I know a lot of these companies be like, oh, work-life balance. Yeah. And then my question is in the interview is, how much work-life balance are you talking about? Because I need clarity. Clarity and intentions. Tell me what you want from me.
Tell me what you want from me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if this right here, something you can have for years.
No, for real. Let me know if, like, am I the employee that you want? Am I the type of nigga that you want? Am I the type of friend you want for years and years and years? It just doesn't. It is things that are done and no one's complaining. Yeah. But being intentional for me has been going very great so far. Sometimes it doesn't work out very great because I'm an overthinker. So if I'm being intentional over here and then I have this worry over here, I'm not giving you 100% of my time. So I have been learning how not to be so like, the word that's coming to my head is like attached, but like, I don't feel like I'm like attached to any type of nigga person or anything. I'm just my own.
Even though I got my own TV, maybe in on TV, there ain't no change in me. I can only be me.
Y'all know I can't sing, and y'all know some song breakouts was about to happen. I'm grateful though. I'm grateful for the journey that I'm going through. I'm grateful for the lessons that I'm learning, and I'm grateful for the outcomes that's going to happen before they come. I'm thankful that I can have all these amazing people find something in me and want me to be a part of either a project or a friendship or this or that. It's good for me. I don't take anything for granted. I think now that I have been in here as in Atlanta, Georgia for like 2 years, I'm learning how to start navigate things for myself and not for anybody else. You know, it is hard, but that social battery of yours, I need you to bring, I need you to have like a little pack on the side. You know? Mm-hmm. Have a little pack on the side because in case they not playing any type of music that you, just have a playlist already queued up, a little pack on the side. Yeah. Let's be intentional, guys. For real. Be intentional with everything that comes your way. Make sure that it is leading to your happiness. Make sure that it is leading to your goals. Make sure that it is leading towards where you want it to lead. That's important. That is very important. Because I have lost myself in a few relationships, and it's not as pretty to get out. I'm just making up songs in my head, but I'm sure that that is a trap nigga song. And as I told y'all before, I'm hood adjacent. I I really think I got everything off my chest to just let, oh no, let's go back. So the other night I called myself journaling and I wrote myself a 4-page motherfucking letter. And I had the worst anxiety attack ever. And I believe it happened from me, one, obviously overthinking, but then like me overplanning a situation in my head that it really wasn't, which is cool, you know, but like, I don't know why my mind will go there. Like, I don't even like people. But the fact that I had to make sure that I had spoken to this person, it rubbed me the wrong way as an individual, because who the fuck are you? But it's cool, you know? Whatever. Yes. So I'm about to end this podcast. I feel like, one, I'm just talking y'all ear off, and then two, I want to leave y'all with some nuggets so I can take my black ass to motherfucking sleep, because you know it's a Monday and this is shit is coming out today, tomorrow, this evening. Y'all already know what the motherfucking vibe is. Turn the motherfucking up and let's do this shit. But closing remarks, one second, closing remarks. Stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. Make sure you never lose yourself. Make sure you don't change yourself. I'm slowly starting to believe that I don't believe in compromise when it comes to things. I'm not compromising. I can understand to disagree. That's what I can do. But I'm not bending myself backwards to do all this shit. Yeah, a wise man told me that, you know, 2 cars, same lane, but once you make that right, once I make that left, it's a done deal. And I thought that was a cool analogy, because, like, why can't you be doing your shit, I be doing my shit, but it just works. It just works. You know? So stay true to yourself. Let these niggas know what you require, what you don't require, what you're going to put up with, what you're not about to put up with. Your left, your right, your up, your down, your up and down, your up and down and up. Down. But yeah. Be true to yourself. Let these niggas know what you want, what you desire. And if they're not trying to give it to you, you just gotta go to the left, and everything you own in the box to the left. All right, y'all. I'm about to end this motherfucking podcast. You already know I'm tired, but I feel like I dropped some motherfucking gems tonight on Hear Me Motherfucking Out podcast. So what the fuck is good? Yes, we talked all about intentions. Yes, and living your best motherfucking life, and don't let none of these bum ass, broke ass, dumb ass, stupid ass niggas dictate what the fuck you got going on and what you're doing. It's cool. But you already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself, and that's right. We just concluded a Hear Me Out episode. We create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. Make sure that you are following me on all the socials at Marco D. Prince. That is MarcoDePrence. Also, make sure you check out my new podcast coming out in March. Or, it's not mine. Well, it is mine because I'm a part of it, but it's not mine as like as a whole. I'm not taking 100% ownership. But Open Relationship Podcast on Instagram, Open Relationships with an S, OPNRELATIONSHIPS podcast. Make sure you go follow us. We got some dope shit coming up. We have some good conversations, and you know, black niggas with voices needs to be heard. Yeah. And for me, I think that is a motherfucking wrap. A wrap. Yeah, I do think it's a wrap though. And I just want y'all to continue to be black, continue to be blessed, and continue to be safe. And we motherfucking out. Put it in your mouth.